The following program contains violence and coarse language.
It is showtime, baby! Here we go!
And now we're pleased to bring you our feature presentation.
Yes, it's time once again for Radio Free X-Man.
What's Radio Free X-Man?
We've got 11,000 people at NASA trying to figure that out right now.
Radio Free X-Man's beloved cast of broadcast entertainers are back.
You all know people like this. You may be people like this.
Now, the charming and delightful president of X-Man Mortgage and host of Radio Free X-Man, Bob.
Your head is freakishly large.
Brooks.
And by coarse language, of course, he means 30. Water hazard.
Dog leg.
Long ball. Dog. Hey, hey, hey. Don't be looking at me that way. You're listening to Radio Free X-Man, the vastest, most popular talk show in this office.
On Sunday afternoon at 3.
On Sunday afternoon at 3. We rule that spot.
That's
on
right.
1070 a.m., I might
no
add.
No one's going to win this slot as long as no one's bothering to be on the air at this time.
We are Radio Free X-Man, radiofreexman.com. You can always visit us and generally make fun of us like everyone else does. We feature knowledge about the mortgage industry,
mm-hmm.
knowledge about taxation and taxes,
yep.
because we have what you might call a knowledge base about tax, taxation, mortgage, finance, and finance-related things.
And a lovely knowledge base she is.
Indeed. Indeed. We will also pepper you with various internet minutiae and trivia and stuff that you'll find just generally fascinating for about 20 seconds before you move on to whatever thought you were looking at the TV with.
Let's get back to the lovely knowledge base sitting next to you, because I don't think she's been properly introduced.
Of course not.
No, to my left, and that's the only time you'll find her on my left, is the tax goddess. Take a bow, tax goddess.
That just doesn't work very well on the radio.
Much further to my left would never to my left at all, would be Brewing Frog. However,
He's so far to the left, he's in Rockport.
Let me make sure I'm facing towards the summit here.
Yeah, I'll have to power up the transmitter a little to get him to be able to hear this.
Probably well past the illegal stage.
Wolfman Jack.
Just bang a couple of beer cans together, and he'll be right there. He telepathically rented lips. He communicates telepathically that way.
But he's going to be with us on the phone, communicating telephonically. A new recipe, I understand.
Well, yeah, you know he's very cooking related, and as his name would imply, brewing related too. He brews his own beer, which I guess explains some of the physical handicaps he's. Taken on board of late.
He told me that great recipe for chili where you take a six-pack of beer and pork and beef and you fry up the pork and beef and pour one beer in there and then drink the other five.
Now, if you want an excellent chili recipe, the tax goddess has got you covered.
Well, all right. I mean, we're going to have time for that because we're never talking about anything in particular on this.
This is a mortgage program, and while we're on the subject of mortgage, yeah, you do need to understand that the chili recipe that she's got. Here's what makes it different. Here's what sets it apart.
He's taking my thunder.
I am. I'm going to.
He's a very bad man.
I'm going to allude to this. I'm going to. What is that?
I don't know what you're talking
about. What's the word from high school that we all knew? You know, foreshadow.
You knew words in
foreshadow.
High school? Oh, foreshadowing.
Yes.
Or depending
I use that
upon
word.
How spicy the chili is, foreboding.
That's a little different story. That's almost medical.
Well, I'm going to let you in on a secret about it, and that is it uses cinnamon and chocolate.
Which go very well together. In fact, I had some Belgian dark chocolate not long ago that had a hint of cinnamon in it, and it was outstanding.
Yeah, but don't freak out, because it's not like it's chocolate chili or cinnamon chili or anything like that. All that does is it cuts down the acidity, and it makes for a very smooth chili.
Well, and why am I even going to bother with the recipe now?
No, there's got to be more to it than that. Come
well,
on.
Well, we'll post that on RadioFreeXman.com.
All he did was allude to the recipe before eluding the blows that you were throwing at him.
That's right.
Allude and elude.
I've assumed crash position.